This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
Singing, acting, she's incredible and she's a bloody spunk. Rachel Beck has, of course, just been doing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang around the country as well and has just released a brand new album called This Girl. And she's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Ms. Beck.
Good morning. I love that intro. Can you call me every morning at 7:45 to say that? That
would
be the best wake up.
Totally. Let's just wake up next to each other every morning.
Oh, hello. Let's get a room.
It. Yeah.
No. I can be in the middle.
Hey! There's the Rachel we love. Hey, beautiful Rachel. Is this your first album you've put out?
It is. Actually my debut. Yeah, totally my debut solo album. It's taken such a long time.
I know,
time.
Why?
I'm 25 and it's taken me this long.
we're laughing with you.
I know.
Hey, so what made you decide to chuck an album out there?
Well, look, people had asked me numerous times doing shows over the years and especially when I was doing It Takes Two on Channel 7, but I was having babies then. So I actually think one of the reasons I haven't recorded before is because I never knew what I wanted to damn record. So therefore, this album is extremely eclectic and it's got a few great music theatre tracks and a few poppy tracks and a couple of sort of rock tracks as well, because it really just, it sort of explains me at this time.
It's a good mix of music. That would have been a lot to choose from as well. How was it like putting it all together and having to choose and probably discard some and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know what it's like because you put albums out. I think some of the tracks like Sending the Clowns and One Hand, One Heart and Sun and Moon, I've always loved those duets and those songs from music theatre, but definitely Running Up That Hill I loved, and Chong Lim has just done the best arrangement. I don't know if you've heard it.
Did he produce it?
No, we have. We've been listening to it.
Yeah. He did. He produced it. Yeah. And a friend of mine, Ron Cross from Park Trent Properties, he put some money into it as well, which was just an absolute gift. So it meant that I had quite a bit of artistic control over it, which is great.
Love it. It's like going shopping on someone else's credit card. It's amazing.
That's right. The Joy FM credit card.
Oh, we use it all the time.
And I wrote a song on it as well.
Did you?
So there's Perfect Day, the final track. And so there's a really great mix. I do a duet with Ross Wilson, State of the Heart. You guys might know, or some people might know, Mondo Rock. And
yeah.
Free at the moment, I think, and Come See the Boy. I wanted to sing that one, but I thought maybe that's not really the right thing to sing.
So, hey, you can do it on Joy. It's fine. It works perfectly.
Oh, I should have just made a bonus track.
Yeah, exactly.
Remix version.
Hey, we did for Joy, I did Only Girl in the World.
There it is. Hey, Rachel, I haven't seen little Tallulah for a while. How's little Tallulah, your little girl? Well, she's probably not little anymore. She's probably in high school now, is she?
Tallulah or Roxy, we can hear in the background saying, "Mommy, I wanted something.
Breakfast."
How do you do it? You're releasing an album, you're doing 8 shows a week with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and you've got 2 kids. Like, what are you, Wonder Woman?
Well, Chitty's closed now, which is fine. Yeah,
sorry.
Now,
I thought it was...
No, that's okay. Still going on in my head, don't worry. No, I'm actually doing a show with David Hobson at the moment. We're touring around, so I'm doing that. But I know it is quite mad at the moment. It's very mad, but that's the way I like it. I've always done shows. My first show was when I was 15 doing Cats, so been extremely busy.
What's been your favourite one out of all the shows that you've done?
Yeah, would you be able to answer that? Very hard question.
Yeah, I've only done 3.
Yeah, but also you're someone who does telly as well, like an actor and everything. And I get asked as well, what do you like to do? But you go, well, I do it all because you like it. But you kind of the same thing. You love the different mediums.
No, I was talking about in terms of a musical theatre show.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because she's done quite a few. There's, there's Cats and Beauty and the Beast and Sound of Music. Like, there has to be one that actually you go, that was so me and I loved doing it.
Well, Cabaret probably. Cabaret, Sally Bowles, that role, it sits right in the pocket for me.
But are you like me now? Like, my most favourite show is whatever I have the least to do, You can sit back.
With the kids, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was great with the kids at the age that they are, but most of the time they're like, oh no, I don't want to go again. Oh no, stop singing, stop singing. So,
oh my God,
I get out of the house to try and just be myself because they just don't like it at all. It's a shocker.
That's not a great endorsement for yourself when your kids are actually telling you to shut up.
They're like supporting me all the time. It's terrible.
Hey, Rach, do you have a, and this is a stupid question, but do you have a favourite track in the album? Because we want to play one and get people listening to this album. Is there a favourite that you have at all?
Well, I think for Joy FM, maybe Running Up That Hill.
Yeah?
I think it really pumps and it moves along. Well, I mean, you guys know all of those songs as well. What else would you do? Sending the Clowns is pretty beautiful with the violins, but that's quite slow.
It's kind of a night
morning.
One, yeah. No, you need to get it.
That's
Only Girl in the
love.
World, too. If you want to make them wake up, if everyone wants to wake up this morning, maybe Only Girl in the World or Running Up That Hill.
No, yeah, Running Up the Hill sounds good. Hey, love, yeah, we're friends. We love you.
Love you too.
You're amazing. And congratulations on your new album, which is out now.
I'm very excited.
So it is out now. You can get it on iTunes and probably all the CD shops
ABC
and all that.
Stores.
Are you on the ABC label too? We're all like, we're
all the same.
Oh, God.
I know. Well, see, that's really why I should sleep in the middle.
Hey.
We're connected.
Nat Waller can direct it. Hey, good luck with the album. Have fun with it. And also with the David Hobson tour too. And good luck with serving breakfast with the ladies, the little girls too.
Thank you so much. Yeah, back to the animals.
Yeah.
I love you too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Melbourne's most uplifting station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.